Delivery drivers who bring packages to your doorstep are especially vulnerable to the heat waves we're seeing across the country. Sometimes they work shifts in vehicles without air conditioning. As NPR's Danielle Kay reports, they're pushing for more protection during extreme heat.
Today is Friday.
It's early afternoon in Palmdale, California.
It is 102 degrees outside. I just finished taking my break.
Viviana Gonzalez has been a UPS delivery driver for almost a decade.
It hasn't even been a minute since I walked out of the Carl's Jr. where I went to go take a break to cool down. And I'm already perspiring.
All day, she goes in and out of the back of her truck where packages are piled up. She says it feels like a sauna back there. It can get as hot as 150 degrees.
We don't have AC inside the trucks. The fans are just throwing hot air, so all it does is irritate my eyes.
At this point in the day, Gonzalez has been working for almost 5 hours, and she still has 80 more stops to go.
I already probably drank more than a gallon of water, no kidding, like literally a whole gallon of water since I started work.
At least 8 UPS drivers were hospitalized for heat-related illness last summer, and dozens more have reported heat stress in recent years. That's according to federal data on work injuries. But heat isn't just a concern at UPS, where most drivers are unionized. There's a whole other network of contractors that deliver packages for major companies like FedEx, DHL, and Amazon.
It's still the same expectations, even if it's rain, snow, heat.
That's Renika Turner, who works for an Amazon subcontractor called Battle Tested Strategies, or BTS, also in Palmdale. It's one of about 3,000 small businesses that make up Amazon's delivery network. FedEx has a similar system. Its drivers are independent contractors. Last April, Turner was working on a 110-degree day.
I didn't feel right. My body was tingling as if I was going to pass out.
Turner says the AC in her van wasn't working. She called a dispatcher to report her symptoms. All she got was a 20-minute break.
They never sent no one out to help me with the rest of the route. I had to deliver the rest of that, feeling woozy, feeling numb, and just really overwhelmed.
Amazon says it's up to the subcontractor to help drivers on their route. Heat exposure was a major reason Turner and 83 of her colleagues voted to unionize in April. The same month, Amazon canceled its contract with BTS. Amazon says this wasn't related to the drivers organizing, but the union, the workers, and BTS think it's retaliation. Jonathan Irvin, who owns BTS, says Amazon used to promote his business as a top-performing subcontractor.
Amazon selected me to be an ambassador to talk on their webinars to new owners.
But that changed when workers started to organize.
The issue was obviously the drivers and their complaints and their hurtling towards unionization due to their treatment.
Irvin says AC units break all the time in the vans he leases through Amazon, and it can take weeks, even months, to get them fixed by Amazon's third-party repair companies. He says this affects drivers every day.
It's difficult for them. It's insane that we're forced to drive these vehicles.
An Amazon spokesperson says any delivery van without working AC is grounded, and it's up to the subcontractor to get vans fixed. The biggest delivery companies aren't legally required to safeguard most of their drivers from the heat. There are no federal heat safety rules for workers. Conditions might change soon at UPS. In June, the company reached a tentative heat safety agreement with the Teamsters Union, which represents 340,000 UPS workers. I called Gonzalez when she was off work.
We still have to get through this year working in the heat, but at least next year we know that we're going to have that heat relief in our trucks.
Starting in January, the company will install air conditioning in new delivery trucks. It'll also add new heat shields and fans. In the meantime, the company says workers get cooling gear.
It's almost like a touchdown. We're almost there.
Danielle Kay, NPR News.